Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
This is one of my favorite tunes, by the way.
Yeah, all set over there, Tom?
I beg your pardon? What are you speaking to?
Oh.
It's that strange European accent that
yes,
you can't
indeed.
Quite place.
I'm sorry, your name, sir?
Bonjour.
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 Good morning, Mr. Bonjour.
Oh, that's very funny.
Oh, yeah, he said.
Must be the chick, the funny one. Excuse me, darling. I hate to interrupt you, but there's something I must tell you. I will sing for you now. In a minute.
Let it come around.
I will sing after the band comes around.
It's the band's fault.
Oh, yeah.
If you find yourself in Holland, they'll say to you, how yaman? In France, they'll say, ferme la gueule. In Athens, you'll hear, scarmont. In Berlin, it's Helden Sie die Schnauzer! In Jakarta, it's simply bon com. Let me translate for you, darling. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Coming around again.
Has there ever been a topic on which you don't expound? Has there ever been a moment when your mouth wasn't making a sound? Have you ever had the feeling that you might have said enough? I am begging you, my darling, shut up, shut up, shut up. Day or night, it does not matter. You still want to shoot the breeze. When I hear your constant chatter, I'm thinking, someone shoot me, please! Maestro! Now we are in the bedroom, so comfortably inclined. But the only intercourse we're having is the conversational kind. There's just one way to stop you from blabbering so much. Say hello to Mr. Johnson and shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Ah, bravo.
Ferme la douche.
Yes.
Maire Chevalier.
Maire Chevalier.
Uh-huh. Oh,
Maurice Chevalierinus.
Thank you.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Halsman.
Hello. Here.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not amused.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Well, thank you very much.
It's very visual.
It's a Wednesday that seems like a Tuesday, but we're going to make it officially a Wednesday by talking with the lovely Allie Breen for what a what's a show we call Sexy Time. And Allie, there she is.
Hi, guys.
In New York City, in your apartment.
Yes, I am.
Did you have a good holiday?
A really good holiday, yeah. How was yours?
Good. Where were you? Did you stay in New York City?
Stayed in New York. My family came here. We did the touristy thing. It was freezing, but it was fun.
Oh, good. What was the most touristy thing you did?
We saw a Broadway show.
Which one?
It's a weird one. It's called Kimberly Akimbo.
Oh, huh, not heard of that.
Yeah.
I saw that show in Tijuana. Highly underrated. Like. Yeah.
And Kimberly was indeed.
Amazing presentation.
I took him to the red light district.
How was it? Was it fun? Good?
It was good. It's like very kid-centric. It's about a little girl who has this disease where she ages four times, like 4 years each year. It doesn't sound good, but it's really good, actually.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, I wonder how that would end. Huh?
Well, Allie, let's find out what's going on in the world of romance and try to help somebody fix up their romantic life. What have you got?
Absolutely. Dear Allie, my girlfriend is a bartender part-time, and I understand flirting is part of the job, but I think she enjoys it a little too much. I have a work wife who I'm flirty with at work, but she says that's not okay because I don't have to flirt with her for income. She's created a loophole only for herself. I don't think this is fair. What do you think?
Whoa. Ooh.
How about both of you get some confidence and
get the hell out.
Grow up.
Either that or both of you get married so you don't have to bother anybody else. How about that?
How does she know you flirt with the work wife?
Yeah.
If you're doing it in front of her, that's just mean. But
he must just be telling her
she's...
To kind of even the playing field.
I heard that he went up to his girlfriend and said, "Hey, could you help me pick up some crotchless panties for my secretary?"
That's more than flirting.
That one, you wouldn't be working there anymore after that move.
You wouldn't.
Man.
She said she wanted.
Not a lot of trust in this situation.
Yeah.
No.
I think they
the thing about the bartender... Yeah, the bartender flirting thing, too. She has to act like she's enjoying it. When he's saying she's enjoying it too much, that's the whole thing about flirting. She can't be like, every time she flirts with a guy.
Right.
She's not getting any tips that way.
Yeah. Unless she has a weird...
You're both fine. Flirt. Go home to each other. Love each other. Be secure in relationship. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like you two are able to do that.
Oh, flirting is just flirting. It's not unless she's like, "Hey, sugar, another bud."
Christy,
then that's kind of weird.
Christy and I flirt all the time at work, especially after we have sex. The thing is,
tell people that part. Jeez.
Now let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is the hostess of Sexy Time. If you want to reach her, it's AlliBreen on the various social media platforms. And we now return to Allie Breen. What you got?
Dear Allie, I've recently gotten out of a very toxic relationship, but found an interest at work. We've hung out a few times. We finally did the deed. And the next night she had dinner with friends and texted me that she wanted cuddles afterwards. When I got to her house, her friends were still there. So I didn't want to impose on girls' night. So I went back home. I texted her, "Let me know when you want me to come back over." She replied, "Never again." And when I asked her for an explanation, she says that she can't explain. I should know. I'm so confused. We haven't had any more dates and very little communication.
God. Run away. You just got out of a toxic relationship. Don't start a new one.
No joke.
She's crazy.
Yikes.
Unless she said, "Hey, come over and hang out with my friends."
Maybe isn't that crazy to want to have somebody meet your friends before
But she
you
didn't
start?
Say that. She said cuddles.
Hmm. It was the first, they only went out like one time, right?
It is kind of early. Say, "Hey, come out." Yeah, she
did. She
want
to show him off to her
hung out
friends?
A few times. Oh. Yeah,
she's super dramatic already.
This is not about you. She's dealing with this. Don't just flee.
Just say hey.
Hit the ground running. Become the fugitive.
You mean the fugitive?
Thanks, Chick.
No, fugitive.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
She's got
dodgeable
issues
here, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like he might too. Maybe toxic relationships are his thing.
Right.
Maybe.
He may accidentally
just out of one.
Yeah.
But he did already get some, right? So he's good.
Okay.
Thinking like a man, Jess.
Trying to be positive. New year.
Yeah. Well, or he could, you know, here's the thing too. Girls are dramatic. When she's like, never again, you should know. She actually wants him to keep asking, I think. She wants him to be like, wait, what did I do?
True.
Let me.
Right.
She's, so a, problem. Wants she's a psycho. Yep. Find out who her boss is, ever transfer to a different state.
Huh. All right.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is the host of Sexy Time. Once again, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. We'll help you with your romantic life, maybe.
Most likely. Dear Allie, my boyfriend hates my best friend, but he's really nice to her face, so she has no idea. It makes me uncomfortable because he talks a lot of trash about her behind her back and will now give me looks and little comments when she's not paying attention. I try to laugh it off, but should I tell him to stop? I guess it doesn't hurt her if she doesn't know, but if she finds out, I'm in big trouble.
You're dating a 10-year-old. What the heck?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not a nice
you
person.
You can't.
Absolutely tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't dog your friends or your...
No, I don't know. Maybe her friend's an idiot. Maybe he can't stand her for good reason.
And hear me out. Sometimes it's really fun to be mean to people behind their back. Sometimes that's a good time.
Isn't that in the Griswold coat of arms? I believe it is. Look at this guy.
Yeah,
in
true.
Latin. Erviewis, jerkus or something.
I mean, her friends can always be a problematic issue, as can his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Because they sort of, they stake out the territory. I knew him, I knew her first.
And if they, yeah, and they're trying to be protective, if they don't like you, he could do better or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be here.
Behind the back isn't that big of a problem, but if you're doing it in front of someone, if they turn their face away and you're making fun of them, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, that's juvenile.
Yes, exactly. God.
It's just you. He's trying to recapture his youth. Mm-hmm. Okay, next letter, please.
Dear Allie, I'm 1 year divorced and I have had zero interest in a relationship ever since. Over the past few months, an acquaintance of mine has turned into a very close friendship. We do everything that a couple would do and can discuss things as adults. She recently told me that if I were interested, she would date me. And if not, she was fine keeping it friend zoned. Her only concerns are that I don't have kids and she can't give me them because she's 10 years older. The no kids thing was an excuse my ex used to leave. So it triggered me, but we have a connection that I've never experienced. I don't know if I should go for it or stay best friends.
I think you can just stay best friends, unless you feel a spark.
It's already out of the, Pandora's out of the box or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible to go back now.
I think you should go for it. Why not?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm with Christy. It's nothing to lose, right?
He's been out of a relationship for a year.
Yeah, you can always go to her boss and tell him to transfer to another state. What the hell? What do you got to lose?
Some of the best relationships start usually as friends, right? So,
does he want kids?
Well, that we don't know.
We don't know what the issue was.
Like it. I can't figure out the kid part.
But he
completely.
Was triggered because the ex used it as an excuse to bounce.
But we don't know if it's because she wanted them or didn't want them. Hmm.
And also, this person is not your ex. You don't want to project your old relationship issues onto this current one.
So that's really, true. You should just be very honest with her and be like, hey.
Tell her to get off her stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Say wrong hole. Yeah. Say that. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I
can't imagine why we don't get any letters following up with saying, hey, you guys, thank you guys, you saved my relationship.
We're not inundated with thank you notes, are we?
That's never ever happened.
Sorry. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that was it.
I don't think we've ever gotten one thank you note.
So if you're listening,
upsetting.
If you're listening and we helped you out, by all means, just send us a nice little note. Saying thank you.
And keep the hate mail if we haven't helped you out. We don't need to see that.
Right. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
I do think the only problem with this one is if you are in something new, wouldn't you want it to be a little exciting? If someone's like, hey, by the way, if you don't want to be friends, I'll date you. It's not the most romantic way to start a relationship. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want like a frenzied kiss at some, like something?
Hey, we're pretty much both at the bottom of the barrel, so you know. Yeah.
Nowhere to go but up.
Well, if you go for the kiss, though, and they're not interested, then it ruins everything completely. Mm-hmm. Like, that's super awkward. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, hey, whatever, no big deal, but if you want to touch each other, I'm in.
Do you want to mash body parts? Yeah,
didn't you used to have an insurance claim with them, a mutual masturbation? Didn't you? It was auto insurance, right, I think? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
It was mutual manual.
Mutual manual. That's right. That's right. Right.
I mean, mutual manual of Omaha.
Uh-huh. Mutual of Omaha.
God. Okay, all right.
What else do you have, Allie?
Dear Allie, I found condoms in my boyfriend of 2 years' shaving bag. He travels for business. He said they've just been in there forever. I went in looking for nail clippers, and that's how I found them. So I've never been in there before to gauge how long he's actually had the condoms in there.
Look,
do I trust him,
date.
Or is this too shady?
Trust him.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the expiration date. Why are they in the travel bag?
Yeah.
They could have been in there from before they met.
No.
Trust this guy.
No.
Clean it out eventually,
nope.
Right?
Nope. Out of
break
state.
Up. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on.
No, you know what? This could be a misunderstanding. And what I would say is, you know, at least when he's on the road, he's rubbering up. That's kind of a nice guy move.
That's true. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank him for that.
Yes.
Well done.
He could be getting goofy raw stuff out there. You don't want that.
Raw dog.
It's not a sushi bar, baby.
This weekend on Raw Dog. I'm in Minneapolis.
What if there was an old sock under the bed and it was a male, it was like, you know, an Argyle dress sock of a guy's clearly and he found it and said, well, you had a man over here. She was like, oh my gosh, that must have been under there for 3 years. I never clean under there. And you expect him
that's
to trust...
Worse.
You expect him to trust you? You got to trust this guy.
No.
You don't think so?
I'm still caught up on not cleaning the apartment for 3 years. I can't get past that part of
it.
I'm with Alzi on this one. If they're in the travel bag, this guy's...
Well, typically gets somewhat cleaned
crazy.
Out.
Wait, Dad, you might not know. A condom is something you use when you have sex to not have a kid.
Oh,
you might not know about that.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people...
I thought it was a bird.
A bird?
Well, that's Condor.
I say you can trust them, and nobody else seems to agree.
Oh, I'm with you there, pal.
So, so Josh, if you had condoms in your travel bag, and then you were in a 2-year relationship, you would just never have thrown out the condoms? You think you would just keep them?
I have things in my travel bag that, we're in there. I guarantee you could look in my travel bag and go, what the hell was this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, from 4 years ago, I needed that.
You know what? In my purse, if I put something in my purse and it's been in there forever, like a receipt, it starts to get like mangled. You know what I mean? You can tell it's been in there for a long time. Like I need to clean out my purse. So if it's crisp, like the wrapper, it's totally new. And Chrissy said check the expiration
date. They have expiration dates on them.
Break up with them. Do this guy a favor.
How long?
That's exactly right. This guy will thank you in the long run.
What is the expiration time? I have no idea.
Oh, it depends. I don't know.
I know it's a year and a half from a particularly bad dry spell.
Ooh.
At one point. Had to throw them out.
Okay.
All right. So if these are 2 years old, they should be expired. And if they're not, he's in
it
trouble.
It doesn't matter. Expiration dates on condoms. Kids, remember, they're only 19% effective. You might as well not even wear one.
I'd like to add.
is this your spiel?
No. I'd like to add, if you're a guy, don't even worry about it. It's up to the woman.
Exactly. Oh, thank you.
It is her responsibility.
Okay.
It's her responsibility financially.
That's exactly right. I'm not having a baby. It's her problem. Okay?
Latex condoms are good for 5 years, it says. So I don't.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's hard.
Okay.
There you go.
Two words for you.
Is that the one?
Two words for you. Endcare ovals. That's it. Let's move on.
Endcare ovals?
They don't even make those anymore.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are they?
Then you would know he's not cheating if he had those.
Yeah.
Is that what you're... I see.
Yeah.
It's like pork, putting your dork in spicy whipped cream.
Isn't that
crazy?
But that would be something a woman would have in her bag.
Well, she'd have it if she were 70. That was a short-lived birth control.
Ah.
Wow.
Back to you,
Ellie.
Looked
like a bigger suppository.
Looked like a Salvo tablet.
Yeah.
To get that
big. God.
Another obscure reference. I'm sorry. Back to you,
let's break up somebody else. Let's go.
Sure.
Okay.
Dear Ellie, my boyfriend just got a personal trainer because I basically told him he had to get in shape. He was begrudging about it.
You sound like a loving
girlfriend.
She sounds like a winner, doesn't she?
I hope
she's looking after his health.
That's right. Loving me. Okay.
he was begrudging about it, but then he ended up with a super hot trainer and he's constantly rubbing it in my face, spending extra time in the gym now and talking about her constantly. I'm about to flip out, but I don't want to look crazy. Is he doing this just to get under my skin and I should let it go? Or is he really obsessed and I should be mad at him?
You have to ask him. We don't know.
No, he's doing it to get under your skin. You're making it work out. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to make you hate it.
Sweat about this. Yeah.
This sounds like the premise of a Hallmark movie.
He falls in love with the trainer.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine the trainer would be very attracted to him while he's, you know, doing squats.
Well, she waits till he gets hot then.
That's genius.
Yes. She helps him get hot and then they fall in love.
She's like the bartender. She just wants him to keep booking these personal training sessions though. So she's flirting. Being super nice.
When did this become about the trainer? You guys all of a sudden... That lady's just doing her job. This is about the people.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying this lady should not worry about it because the trainer is just, she's not attracted to this man at all.
Right.
This guy sounds to me like he's being playfully silly.
He's being playful.
And girls don't care if she's not attracted back. If he's attracted to her, that's not attracted the problem.
Yeah, we'll do
some isometrics. You take both your hands and shove them against my breasts.
All right.
Give me one. Give me none.
Now lift left. Right. Left.
The gym I would finally go to.
No push-ups.
Just one more rep, please. One more rep.
The best thing you can do is encourage him to just have fun and keep working hard. Actually, it's kind of mean you made him go, but like if it's for his health, that's cool.
Yeah, she should act super excited about it and be like, get into the gym more. So if he is just doing it to mess with her, it's just going to be...
He'll like it backfired. I have to keep going. This sucks.
Flirt with whoever you want, fatty, as long as you get thin for me.
You think he's a fatty, fat, fat, fat?
Well, I think she suggested he was a fat, fat, fat.
Yeah, I think she was making that assumption.
Look at me. What do you have an imprint of her thighs on your face?
That was all the squats we did.
Sorry. We have time for one more letter. Allie Breen, it's sexy time. Allibree. And please send us your letters. We'll help with your romance, perhaps. Go ahead. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my best friend's parents just got divorced, and I've always had a crush on his stepmom. Yes. I guess it was a dad and stepmom who got divorced. She's actually only 8 years older than I am, and I'm thinking of asking her out.
Do it.
Is this crazy, and do I need to ask my friend permission first?
It is crazy. Who cares about the friend? Well, live your life.
Your stepmom is my slut.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.